right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Because your piss, my piss, is on your tits. Because my piss, is on your tits. Because my piss is on your tits. Been the best thing in life.
Yeah, shipper.
Because your piss, my piss, is on your tits. Because my piss,
is on your tits.
Because my piss is on your tits. It's the best thing in life.
Fuck it.
Fuck it, dude. Oh, shit. Look who's back.
Yo, this is CKY filling in for BAM.
Because my fist is covered with your shit.
You got us for another week. You got us for another week because Bam Bam's out skating still.
Skateboarding,
he's fucking skating.
He's always busy, dude.
He's always busy.
He's out making money, and we're here doing this shit for free.
Yeah.
We're here being fucking slobs.
CKY, did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Okay, another thing is, I just wanted to tell you fuckers, you know, I have a little thing that Jess didn't know that I feel.
I hate you motherfuckers. 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 I hate you motherfuckers.
We just made a very angry thing.
My tits
sound very
piss
not
gone.
Angry. You want to hear any more Daryl Hall and John Oates? This is Radio Jess Margera, Chad Ginsburg, and fucking Shipbirds.
Yo, tweet, tweet, motherfuckers.
Tweet, tweet. This is Radio Damn.
Radio Damn.
Damn, damn.
Yeah, you tune in, you're like, damn.
Damn.
Where the fuck
damn
is BAM?
Where the fuck is BAM?
Damn, where's BAM?
Damn. Oh, man, I'm going to turn my theory of.
Yo, I think we did good last week, though, because we played a lot of good shit, man.
We played good music.
Live
dude.
Clutch, New Turbo, fucking.
Daryl Hall.
Daryl fucking Hall Notes.
Rudy and Blitz.
Dude.
Rudy and Blitz, dude.
Daryl Hall's a twist.
Did we play a random CKY song?
Yeah, we played a CKY song from 10 years ago.
Good.
I thought that
good
sounded
shit.
Really good. Like you,
yeah,
everything
right?
was like right where you needed it.
I found that tape in my basement off the soundboard. I was like, this is fucking great.
It's not bad for 16, what, 16 North?
Motherfucking.
Yeah.
So the CKY record's been going good. We've been doing some fucking gigs.
Yeah, just random gigs popping up. We're doing fucking Berwick, PA, wherever the hell that is. And Mechanicsburg, which I'm told is near Harrisburg.
Fucking, and I'm hearing there's a rumor of an all-ages show, John and Peter's, on Saturday the 23rd during the day, and a night show is over 21.
John
I heard a rumor.
John and Peter's is in New Hope.
And yeah,
that place is goddamn great. That's probably one of my favorite bars of all time.
That's another fucking rumor, dude.
I walked in there, dude. I saw fucking Diener from Ween in there.
Fucking Diener.
They were playing fucking...
Yeah, you go in there and you talk his fucking ear off, dude.
I don't talk shit, dude.
You're like over there talking about Italy. Tell him the story. Where are you from?
Yeah, dude. He's asking me like... Because he's all Italian and proud. And he's like, oh, you're Italian? I'm like,
he's so psyched just as a
he's like, so what part of Italian...
We're talking about Dean from fucking Ween.
Dean Ween. Fucking great band Ween, and he's like, "Where's your family from?" And I have no fucking idea, dude. So I was just like, "Oh, Florence," because like that was like the first city in Italy that popped up in my head.
Really, but, it's like you were.
I've never even been to Italy.
You're from Lancaster. You're from really from Lancaster.
Yeah,
right?
I'm like Pennsylvania Dutch. And shit.
Florence, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I'm everything.
Florence.
Dude.
I'm from Florence.
I'm Irish, Italian, Pennsylvania Dutch. I'm fucking everything.
Well, you've been fucking everything, but honestly. Yeah.
I'm wallaby, beaver, shipbird.
Caribou.
Yeah.
Shipbirds, is your record coming out?
Yeah, dude. It's like I am stuffing them in Jess's garage as we speak. I'm stealing all the jewel cases. From
dude, it's so funny watching him in my garage. Week. He unwraps the Jaeger discs, takes out their their artwork, puts in his artwork, and then wraps it. And I'm like, this is the fucking best thing ever. This is DIY beyond belief.
I'm making presents for every fan. Like, it's
recycling, baby. Recycling.
You might get a little shitbird boogie in your CD if you order one.
It'd be like ketchup on one, and the other one would be like, you'll see lunch be smeared.
Go to CD Baby and buy it. And if you're old school, but if you're new school,
you're talking about Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds first fucking release.
Greatest shit.
Well, that was taken already.
Who took that?
Every band who decided not to use it later.
Greatest shit.
Well, every band was like, "Who do you want to call it greatest hits? Because we never had a hit, and that would be funny." And I've been in 10 bands that said that. No, we never used it.
No, but Devo had greatest misses.
Greatest misses.
That's fucking great.
Greatest shits.
Yeah. When's a new Ween album come out?
The Friends EP's out now. I don't know when the fuck the actual records come out.
So, speaking of jazz bothering the shit out of Mickey.
No, dude, he was bummed to see me go last night. I felt bad.
You know, if anybody's a bother to him, I'm sure it's me, dude. Like, that shit was his bar, and now I'm fucking there all the time, dude. That must suck.
Dude, you've liked you were in their video.
Yeah, it sucked to have, like, 94. A huge Ween fan, like, hanging out all the time. Like, hey, Mickey, what about when you were doing chocolate and cheese and, like, spinal meningitis? He's like,
He told me to stay at his house once, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to crash at Chad's place. But I was like, kind of weird. Like, he's like, I live right down the street, man. Just crash. Like,
what's that mean, though?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, kind of weirded out by it.
Fuck it. We'll leave Diener alone, Jess. I have fucking a clip of them playing this in Vegas.
We need to leave Diener alone next time we go to John and Peter.
This song is called Leave Diener Alone. Obviously, this is for the segue that we just set up for, like, motherfucking 10 minutes.
Segway? Isn't that fucking thing that you float around on?
That was one of the first video games.
Oh, no shit.
You never played one? Segway?
I thought it was like
Missile Command.
It's like ColecoVision and Segway.
Yeah, Segways. Nice. They were good in television. Leave Diener alone.
Faction 28.
Series 28. Faction.
Oh, Series 28. Faction.
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 Who's calling?
Hello? Hello?
You're on there. What's up?
Yo, it's Chad again.
What's up, Chad?
Yo.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
If you're not nice to the Alliance, we will destroy you.
I'm scared, dude. We pissed off the Alliance. Uh-oh.
All right, we'll be trying to be nicer, but tell me...
Wait, will they infiltrate us and then destroy and then rebuild us, or will they just destroy?
Is that a joke? Do you want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight. I'm very...
You believe you're above others, I believe I can hop on a plane, be above everybody, and then fly down, land in Maryland, and kick your ass.
I very much believe that, too.
Good. Shut the hell up, then. Everybody sick of your damn talking.
All right.
Let everybody just tune out in 15 minutes. What time is it now?
How about we stop playing, CKY? How about that?
All right. Thank you very much, Chad.
All right. That was so good.
All right. This was from Chad wanted everyone to tune out, so I guess all the CKY fans were going to say bye to you guys now.
Bye. We
miss you.
We miss you so much.
What is that?
That was a fun couple of hours, though.
Some college radio
definitely
show.
Was.
Hagerstown's calling.
Hagerstown's calling. Everybody say something mean.
Dude, some college radio
everybody
show.
Everybody fucking started calling in. The whole CKY Alliance, like, fucking harassed their show. They had the fucking, like, best ratings they ever had, like, for a second.
Yeah, but
They couldn't fucking answer the phone.
You know, you guys talk like you're above people, but I can hop on a plane, be above everybody, fly to Maryland, and kick your ass.
And you thought, oh my God, yeah, you really can do that. Yeah. It's like, fuck.
I'm very sure you could.
Why do college DJs suck so much? Why are they like so fucking tired all the time?
Here's the new Sea and Cake record on Merge, emo. I just got done eating ramen noodles in my dorm, and
Roman numeral.
Yeah,
you eat Roman numerals all day.
So we're having a good time without Bam. Where the fuck is
Bam? Yeah, man. I miss Bam Bam, but, you know, we're making the best of it.
We are.
He's a beta Kappa Phagma.
Yeah, he's a Kappa Phagma Gagma party.
Kappa Phagma Gagma party. That was funny.
So, dude, I was... you know, on the last show, I was digging through these tapes and shit.
Oh, not the fucking tapes again.
Yeah, dude, I found a box of tapes, and the most fucked up one with the Yuengling spilled all over it and shit. But, dude, it was high bias, so it's still pretty good.
High bias.
I found...
It's a high bias what?
It's a high bias cassette.
Dude, nobody listens to cassettes.
Yeah, well, for some reason, when we were at the studio, we didn't get a CD of this. We got a cassette of it. And,
oh, you know why, dude?
High bias.
Because the fucking engineer passed out wasted. He drank
a bottle of Jack.
Dude, he didn't know how to drink Jack, and he totally faked it up. He's like, yo, I've been partying with Lemmy and Danzig.
Yeah, because we were recording our record, and Motorhead,
IDR.
Motorhead was next door, and he was doing Motorhead sessions. And when you record with Motorhead...
What were we doing? We were recording Answer Can Be Found.
Right. We were doing drums at Paramount Studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
okay. So that fucking engineer...
Yeah,
was drinking full 16-ounce glasses like it was fucking summertime iced tea.
Yeah, like, dude, he had a fucking giant, like, a bigger than a pint glass of Jack.
The motherfucker passed out. We just fucking did this shit. What we're talking about, Jess, what are we talking about?
We're talking about a Kiss song that CKY did.
I knew you were going to do it.
When we were just fucking... We were actually drunk, too, but not passed out face down.
I have great footage
of
Darren.
Yeah.
Darren had the other bottle of Jack.
Yeah.
I got to put a video together for it, dude. Sound good? It's like a high bias.
High bias.
That should sound awesome.
It sounds as good as a tape will. A high bias tape.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's give it to him.
This is I Stole Your Love by Kiss, performed by CKY.
In high bias.
For free. Well,
in high bias.
For free.
High bias.
Yeah, right.
Faction 28.
Series 28 Faction.
Oh, Series 28 Faction.
Faction.
Faction. Faction. We'll be right back.
You can hear the tape get eaten at the end.
Yeah, it does sound like a Hi-Fi's cassette.
Like, that must have been where I spilled the beer on the tape, because towards the end, it was just like crackling away.
That's the stickiest ass sounding tape I ever heard. Fucking cool, though, dude.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
In a long time.
I had a good time playing that shit. We were drunk as balls. And
it was free.
Yeah, it was
free. And we're in a pretty decent studio, but you wouldn't admit, like,
Paramount is fucking legendary.
We went direct into a cassette, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun shit, man.
Yeah, we didn't want to waste a reel.
Yeah, yeah, so we just went straight to tape with it. Oh, my God, that's funny shit, man.
Okay. Well, motherfucking, we're back with Radio Jess Sig Shit.
Yeah.
And... fucking CKY's been playing a lot of gigs. And
dude, I'm having fun playing these little-ass fucking shows, you know? Like,
I love them.
Little bars just because it's fun to do that.
It'd be more fun if the ceilings were higher because I can't fucking, like, that's the only exercise I ever get. Yeah. It's like fucking playing a CKY show, so, like, I can't fucking jump off nothing.
Seriously. Well, dude, there's all this pressure.
I smashed the fucking guitars over at Rex. It was like, shit was breaking. Like,
yeah.
Fucking shit's always
happening. I mean, last time we played around here, we did two nights at the TLA for Christmas. And it was fun as shit, but there was all this pressure.
There was a bunch of shit.
Like, I had a good time, but there was a lot of drama. Like, we had snow machines snowing on the crowd and fucking all this crazy shit. And it was fun, but it was like a lot of work.
Yeah.
These shows, you just show up at a fucking bar and just set your shit up and play for as long as you want while you're drinking your ass off.
It's like the fucking old days, dude.
It is. It's like the old days.
With fans.
Yeah, totally.
Which is totally different.
Like, back in the old days, we played a fucking the bartender and, like, three dudes who were like, can't wait to leave.
Yeah, because it's fucking really, like, when you're playing the giant venues and shit, like, it's really impersonal. They fucking put the audience so far away from the stage.
Yeah.
We hate playing to ourselves. Like, CKY fucking, if we're practicing our songs,
we just book a show under the name Cold Steel.
Yeah, fucking, we're practicing in front of people, man. We don't fucking practice alone. It's a fucking pain in the ass. So the first couple shows are always like a little rusty. So,
well, I'm not going to play Hi-Fi in front of nobody because I've been playing that song since 1996. Yeah, I don't need to play it anymore. I can play it in my sleep upside down backwards.
Yeah, no, I mean, fuck it, dude. The rust sounds cool too. It's rock and roll. So fuck it. Make it rusty. Shitbirds, you keep it rusty, dude.
I try to keep it rusty, Rusty Fischl.
You got a bent rusty nail, dude, don't you?
Rustier the better.
Do you have a bent boner?
Yeah, I can bend it.
Can you bend your dick around to the back of your ass?
Yeah, you can't. Not when it's completely hard. Like,
do you try and put it in your butt?
It has to be like medium hard.
Right.
It can't be all the way boner because, well... it's just so hard that you can't do the mangina and tuck a boner under.
Yeah.
It's like, it's touching the back of your knees that way. It's fucked up.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Speaking of bending dicks around to the butt, let's play something by Shitbird. It's called, this isn't it, actually.
No, this is the...
Kids figured out what this is. Is this a fucking Whopper commercial or something?
It's the McBacon commercial from Sweden or something. Honestly, it's a Swedish McBacon. We never even got that sandwich, dude. We get fucking riblets or whatever they're called. McRibs. Things are shaped like ribs. That's fucking disgusting.
Dude, they have a little machine.
Like, they're shaped like they have bones in them, but they don't.
There's no fucking bone in
there. Why make a fake bone and call it and then fill it in with meat?
I want them to have bone in, and then prove to me that it's fucking meat.
A meat and bone sandwich on a fucking Kaiser roll.
Yeah, you'd think, like, you shouldn't bite into it, but shit has fucking shaped like fucking bones and shit.
They probably put, like, plastic little shafts in it just to make it seem like...
Shafts, bones, boners, bending your... around in the back of your ass.
All right, here we go.
It's making me want to hear some Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds.
Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds, dude. Your album fucking kicks it, dude.
What is it? Track 7?
Track 7. Yeah, we got it.
Hike Factor 28.
Series 28 Faction.
Oh, Series 28 Faction. 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 Faction.
Make it wanna bend my dick to the back of my ass. Wanna bend it to the back of my ass. Wanna bend my dick to the back of my ass. Wanna bend it to the back of my ass. I wanna bend my dick to the back of my ass. I wanna bend it to the back of my ass. I wanna bend my dick to the back of my ass. I wanna bend it to the back of my ass. We'll be right back. to the back of my ass. I want to bend it to the back of my ass. I want to bend my dick to the back of my ass. I want to bend it to the back of my ass. Want to bend my dick to the back of my ass. I want to bend it to the back of my ass. I want to bend my dick to the back of my ass. I want to bend it to the back of my ass.
Good, dude.
Thanks, man. That was fun, dude.
I'm just sitting here listening to it like, fucking, dude, this is on the radio. This is fucking good radio.
The best is we picked up the Brandywine Eel, a.k.a. Rich Vose, has been missing in action for months. He's like putting in windows or something. No one knows where he is.
We had to dredge the Brandywine to find him.
Yeah, so we finally found out where he was. He was staying like near the Dunkin' Donuts or something. And he was staying at some house near Dunkin' Donuts, and like he's just crashing with his buddy, and we got him to put guitar to that song. He did it without even hearing the song yet. We were like, all right, like you know how Shitbird just presses record?
Yeah, go.
Like go, and you might not even be.
Don't even know the song yet.
Yeah. It's like perfect, Cupid. It's like no, I want to do it again. It's like fuck you, dude. That's perfect. Like first track is always the best track. Always, that's sometimes the philosophy, you know, like. Everything's first track.
The first take is always the best.
Sometimes it really is. And if it isn't, fuck.
Because then you start overthinking it and then fuck up.
Yep, all night long you're like, what did I do the first time?
Yeah. There's some truth in that.
So, Shepherds, would you say that you could write better music than you do, or do you write the music you want to?
We pretty much just like between myself and Jess and.
I mean, are you cheating yourself out of something better by doing joke songs? Do you feel like...
I feel like I have fun while I'm up there, and the crowd likes it, and...
But honestly, you wrote this before there was a crowd.
Yeah, I mean, nobody...
Did you write this for a crowd?
No, I wrote this just to fucking make ourselves laugh.
Remember at the bachelor party?
I just wonder, like, what's the other side of Shitbird? You can sing, you can play, you do all that.
Yeah.
What is it? What do you write serious songs, too?
Yeah, I have a couple of them, but, like, you know, like, some of that shit is, I swear, I could play it for you sometime, and you'd be like, all right, what kind of mood were you in?
Dude, I think you did play that shit on the bus back in the day, and it just wasn't funny, so I forgot it.
It could be,
because there's so
many... But I didn't forget, I want to bend my dick around the back of my ass.
Exactly, you gotta, man, you gotta get in there and fucking get people to sing along with shit, and nobody wants to sing, like, some love song.
I've heard your original songs, and it sounds like fucking Eddie Money meets Bryan Adams.
Yeah, dude. Summer of 69.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, dude, this is, you know, this is cool, but I want to hear... Bend dick around the
ass. I know.
It's more funny.
It's more of a bar kind of thing, and people can sing along and have a good time and get fucked up with me.
After all, you're trying to entertain people, and that's fucking entertaining.
That's what you do. You fucking shock them. You surprise them. I've seen some 40-year-old ladies just sitting at the bar, and I'm blowing toilet paper all over their fucking martinis, and I'm singing, jacking off at full speed while crying right in front of them, and it's like...
Just imagine that. Like, crying.
And I've seen people just look at me like, what the fuck are
you doing, man? And it's like,
I know you, and I know you. We lived together on the road for many, many months, dude.
Yeah.
And I look at you like that.
Yeah, good. Well, then perfect. It's working.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is up?
I like it.
Shipper's great, though, dude.
Yeah, man.
He's got a new tattoo, I see.
Well, yeah.
What is that?
Far from fucking. It's like the far from...
Fargan Nugan.
Fargan from Nugan or whatever.
I think a bass player. I think a bass player once got kicked out of CKY for that.
Really?
For wearing a Farfic Nugan shirt.
No, it was far from grooving.
Far from grooving.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
That's so bad, dude.
It's like, where's the beef, like, or some shit.
Yeah. I went out of my way to get some bad tattoos, man. I got
what's it?
Stick
you got
figures
a,
fucking.
You got a Bush beer can on...
Who's that? Is that Robert Crumb drawing?
Yeah.
Robert Crumb, dude.
Yeah, Crumb.
Check out Crumb if you're into documentaries. It's a good one.
He's a whacked motherfucker, dude. And then I got a straight line. It says start, and then he walks down here and comes all the way down my arm, and he steps in the bird shit down here by the
where you
shit
got
bird's tattoo.
Shit bird.
And he has to stop and wipe his shoe off. So
which you got
stop.
After we got more drunk than anything in New Orleans right after Katrina, and we played House of Blues.
This is CKY filling in for Bam. Shit Bird was on a three-day bender and working his ass off. And like fucking 10 o'clock in the morning, we show up in Jacksonville. And like the funniest part of the story isn't even Shit Bird gets the fucking most retarded tattoo I've ever seen. Funnier is a girl who showed up there early to meet the band or whatever ended up with the same stupid ass motherfucking tattoo
on her back.
On her back.
Yeah.
And it was like her first tattoo. Yeah.
And it's a bird taking
all she
shit.
Was trying to do was like impress the band and like just be cool. And she ended up with a bird shitting a turd on the back,
back
on her back.
And the pile of shit is bigger than the bird.
She's your fucking biggest fan, though, dude.
You
gotta post that shit up on the internet and make it look like people are obsessed.
She should definitely come to this show because it's nostalgic, at least. It was like, I said, does your dad own a shotgun? She said, no. I said, okay, get the tattoo then. Because, like, you can get it covered up if you have to. But
I felt bad. It was uncomfortable to hang out.
I had the most fun on that tour hanging out. Fucking,
dude.
It was so fun. Like, and Shipper would just do all our interviews, remember? Because Island would set us up with the lamest interviews.
Yeah, dude. CK1 stopped doing interviews a long time ago, if you haven't noticed. But it was because they never fucking wrote anything we said in the interview. They'd just write, like, one line that we said was a little wrong and then talk about other shit that was useless. And then
they ask the same questions. So every dude asks the same question. It's just like, dude, how many times am
they're not going to print it anyway. Don't fucking answer it. Honestly, fucking it's rare. You're going to get fucking quoted
So how did you guys start?
The way
is how we started. You fucking faggot. Yeah. Go do some
what are your
research.
Influences?
I know.
Fuck you. Here, shit. So we're like, yo, shitbirds, fucking you do the interviews.
We're at this bar doing this fucking TV thing, and I actually
House
went to that
Blues.
One with
House
you.
House of Blues.
Yeah, and Shipper was doing our interview, and the guy's like, who are you? I'm the drum tech. Oh, well, the band just has drum tech do interviews? Yeah. Well, I mean, they weren't going to show up, so I figured I'd show up at least, you know.
And they had to actually continue the interview. What was that like?
They go through it. They'd be like, where's Chad? Oh, Chad's doing sound check. Where's Jess? Oh, he's on the bus playing Tetris. Oh, where's Darren? Darren's taking a shit.
We were probably all in the back just fucking watching a movie or something.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, I mean, I figured I can answer any questions, and if I can't answer them, then I'll find out for you. I mean, that keeps them at least like, what do you need to know? If I don't know,
I'd think you know more about us than that.
Yeah.
You know, they could get probably better and more truthful answers out of you. What's really going on? I'd fucking rather ask
from
the I'd
tech
ask
standpoint.
The tech.
Yeah.
If I was going to fucking interview Avenged Motherfucking Seven Mary Three. I would rather interview their techs.
Yeah,
that just recently got hired to get the inside scoop
well,
of what's
see,
really going
when,
on.
When you have a question, how did your band start? I don't want to answer that fucking question. I've answered it a million times, but Matt Cole knows how we started. Let him fucking tell.
Yeah, like any band. Fucking, we wanted a goddamn play in a band. I don't know. What the fuck are you talking
Jesus
about?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why don't you go get in a band and figure it out and then tell me?
Speaking of drum techs, which Matt Cole is one of he's a god among men.
Oh, you're a legend. You're a legend.
Every time I break a stick, he's ready for that right there. I don't even have to grab it.
Now that Shipbirds is famous and on his own tours, ever since Shipbirds got famous,
we got fucking Murray teching.
Yeah, Murray's been teching on this radio show too.
Murray's a fucking week. Dude. That guy's a shredder as well. He works for School of Rock. You know that shit,
mm-hmm.
The Jack Black movie. Well, that's a real place in Jersey.
No, there's a lot of School of Rocks all around.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Murray's he's so awesome.
He's
dude,
a good fucking dude.
He's a good drummer too.
His band just opened for us, Inbred. we played Doylestown, and his band opened. Let's play a song by Inbred.
Fuck yeah, dude. I know these guys.
That's a 28. Series 28 Faction. Oh, Series 28 Faction. 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 Faction.
That was Inbred.
Inbred.
Yo, this is CKY filling in for Bam.
Good bunch of dudes, man.
Bucks County band.
We've known them for years and years.
Another PA fucking band.
Yeah, Ron, the singer, guitar player, he used to be our sound guy, but...
No, tech, the guitar, well...
He was our sound guy for that tour. And
he was my roommate, too.
Yeah. And he just showed up, like... You know, the bus was parked outside.
We were an hour late to leave.
Yeah.
Everyone was there, even Darren.
Yeah, and it was early as fuck in the morning, and we had to leave early. It was at your place in Huntington Beach. The bus was parked outside. Yep. We just see Ron pull up with his girlfriend, start arguing in the car, and then they just drive away. Yeah. Like it's so much better to just not show up if you're going to do that. But he showed up, started arguing with his chick in the car, and then drove away.
Yeah.
So we were left
without a tech. I fucking teched like fucking.
No, you did sound for him.
Oh, fuck.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, they're back together. But Mary's fucking been kicking ass over here on the radio show. He's been helping me out with playing some sound effects and shit.
I always catch Murray play with his dad, like they do, like the Borgata in Atlantic City and shit. Like,
yeah.
They just do gigs like that, playing fucking Pink Floyd and Elton John shit. Mm-hmm. And every time, I just get drunk as hell, and then they, like, whenever Murray has to go take a piss, I take over and we do Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I'm just playing so drunk.
That's like, awesome.
I'm trying to remember the song and shit. Like, yeah. It's funny, man.
Dude, we got destroyed.
Murray was with this fucking girl, and he's like, dude, I'm so fucking mad at you right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? You're so fucking mad at me right now. He's like, you fucking left me with that girl and I had to fuck her.
And I had to fuck
yeah.
her.
Like, why is it my fault?
Like, just because you left him yeah. alone with some random girl who's kind of annoying.
He's like, had to fuck
her. Dude, you fucking left me with that girl. I had to go fuck her.
Yeah, it's my fucking like, fault.
It's Chad's fault.
Like right. he trips and yeah. falls on her, right?
We're sitting there drinking at John and Peter's and fucking these two hot ass girls, like seriously oh, hot dude. As hell, come up. And they were just ready to go.
Yeah,
just
like
way. You know, Bam's dude. There and blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, they just wanted to be involved.
Honestly, 20 and, seconds of conversation
yeah,
to get their phone number get, where they were. Yeah. And they, Murray needed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then he
needed it. He was all yeah. night wanting it from whoever. These two hot-ass girls come yeah. fucking out of nowhere. They're models from fucking
ready
New
York. To just do a double
They're
team,
staying at
whatever,
this fucking you know? ultra-expensive yeah. bed and breakfast.
Dude, a castle. They were staying at this fucking castle in New Hope, which is like some bed and breakfast. And Murray, like, the whole time he's just like, yeah, I don't know if I should go over there. And me and Chad were like, you're fucking going. And, like,
yeah,
I drove him there, and I, like, yeah. as soon as the, like, little, he punched in the key they gave him and the gate opened, me and Chad were just like,
we left him with the
and
girls.
And I was like, Murray, you motherfucker, I better hear stories tomorrow, yeah. you asshole.
I was like, yeah, yeah. You know, be their toy. You fucking let, you don't have yeah. to say a word. Just fucking come yeah. in there and let you be their fucking toy all night, dude.
Because I'm married and Chad's about to be married. So, you know, we got stories right now. That's all we got.
So, yeah.
And
we just want to see our buddy.
We wanted some stories from our yeah. fucking buddy. And, you yeah. know, I call him up the next day. I was like, you motherfucker, I better hear some crazy shit.
No, man.
I want to hear, like, there was, like, livestock involved.
There was.
And he says, you know, we talked, and I'm going horseback riding with him tomorrow.
They went horseback riding.
Oh, I was like, shit. You didn't do anything?
No, not
no. No, like, you know, we talked. Just like, you fucking asshole.
They said
I
they were looking
you.
For fun.
Yeah. Like, dude, they were just ready to go.
Yo, talking like, to Murray, I don't know if that's what the kind of fun they were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, probably just fucking with a poor guy, like, you know, make
going horseback riding.
Yeah.
Give him blue balls and make him ride a fucking horse around.
That's the kind of fun that, you know.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to get almost half jacked off in a penguin blowjob and then go fucking bang my balls in the back of a fucking thoroughbred that I'm never going to be able to ride again because she's going to figure out I'm a piece of shit that drinks bush beer and I probably have a little bit of poop coming out of the back of my crack right when a horse smashes me. And then you got to go the fuck home or at least use the bathroom. You got to get rid of the underwear. Where do you hide them, motherfuckers? It's just going to be a bad day, dude. Yeah. Fuck it.
This is a song for Murray. It's by the Moist Boys.
Yeah, dude. Moist Boys is the fucking best. Remember when they opened the TLA for us?
Oh, dude, that
oh
was fucking
God.
Great.
Half the crowd was scared shitless.
Yeah,
and half
Guy.
Was loving it.
Dude.
Yeah, because Guy just looks crazy, dude. And that show, he looked great. He bicked his head. And he just looked
like Kevin
crazy.
Margera.
Yeah. Like, there's something intimidating about a totally bald, crazy-looking motherfucker up there, you know?
Goddamn, so, he's crazy and bald.
Yeah,
man.
This is
the Moist Boys.
It's that dude and Diener fucking...
yeah.
Subject of the day.
It's called Everybody's Fucked Her.
Yeah, it's from Mary.
By Moist Boys.
Faction 28.
Series 28 Faction.
No, Series 28 Faction.
Faction.
Faction. Something really smooth and
this is CKY filling in for Bam.
Yeah, that was the Moist Boys, and you're back with Radio Jess, Radio Chad, and Radio Shitbird.
CIG.
Because Bam is out skating.
Yeah.
On a skate tour.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah, dude, audio, because audio fucking rules.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And God damn it.
You know it.
Where would CKY and Bam be without audio? Jeff Taylor. He's God among men.
We'd be at New Hope on the 23rd watching CKY play at John and Peter.
We'd be at New
Hope. That's where we would be.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, we're going to play fucking John and Peter's in New Hope, which is the best place ever, and it holds maybe 100 people, so that's going to be fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's like you can sit down and just enjoy the show with a pitcher of beer. That never.
Dude, happened. Honestly, where you pitcher. Sit to see the band, where you sit is fucking, like, it's like you're... You could basically give him a blowjob, like he's sucking Darren's cock.
It's perfect stage height, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like,
and you won't be able to move to get to the bathroom, so you're gonna have to drink your pitcher and then save the pitcher to piss in because you can't make it to the bathroom.
You could dip your dick in their wine glass while you're jamming it. Like,
yeah,
oop, doink.
I'm sure some people are gonna try to do that.
Yep. Everybody, dip your dick in a fucking wine glass. Come on.
Ready? Now you're
go.
Living.
That's... Yo, shitbirds. You smoke weed? No?
No.
That's fine. Man, well, my mom fucking called. I wanted to play this message because it's fucking funny. My mom left this message, and she thought that she found some dope, some marijuana at her house, and she called and left this message. Check it out.
For the joint you left here in a matchstick box. So I'm sitting here high because I had to smoke it to find out what it was. So your mother's sitting here stoned. I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy. I'm
so your mother's sitting here stoned. I hope you're happy.
Right? Why would my mom have to smoke it to find out what it was? Like, what if it was dog shit? Like,
yeah, it's Labrador shit, man. It's Labrador
shit. I don't smoke shit to find out what it is. What's this? Let me smoke it.
It's just a cigarette.
I don't know. It's a funny looking cigarette.
I learned that lesson when it was a laxative. I thought it was a Darvocet. I fucking shit for a day and a half, man. I lost 10 pounds on that pill.
I asked Phil and Ape, I was like, come on, be honest. You guys tried weed. You grew up in the 70s. You definitely did.
Yeah, come on.
And Phil finally admitted, he's like, I was hanging out with Don Vito, and we were going to like an Elvis concert or something. And they both smoked some weed in the back of Don Vito's van that he had. And my mom
Vito's van.
My mom just kept saying, it's windy in here. And there was no wind at all. This is like... It's windy in here.
It's windy in here.
And, like, every window is shut, and, you know.
So high, like, you step out of the vehicle doing 60 miles an hour. Go outside and smoke a cigarette. You just get out of the car while it's moving and shit. Like, I knew a guy who did that on mushrooms one time.
He just got out of a moving car.
Yeah, he said, I swore we were at a stop sign, and he just stepped out, and next thing he knew, it was like, oh, my God. So his buddies are like, holy shit, that motherfucker just got out of the car. And they pulled over, and he was just like, they put his bloody ass back in the car, in the back seat, and said, stay in the back seat, like a dog, you know, stay. And the dude was like, he stepped right out of the fucking
vehicle.
Dude,
we were in Amsterdam one time, and we were probably on mushrooms. You know?
I don't even remember.
If you're in Amsterdam and you're gonna do mushrooms, that's a good place to do it, but... Just get the Hawaiian mushrooms. They're the ones you want to get.
They're the mellow ones.
They're the right ones.
All right, so I'm sitting there with my now wife, Kelly, and it was me and Chad and like 10 dudes. Like 10. It was Kelly and 10 dudes fucking chilling at a bar, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy comes up and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you. My friend over here would like to buy you a drink. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like
you, Jess?
No, to Kelly.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like,
why, yes.
I was like, do you want to die? Like,
yeah.
We can mash you into fucking little pulp. We could turn you into a fucking vapor of nothing.
Angry Jess.
It's like, here comes Jess.
And like, I wasn't even angry. I was just like, you're crazy. Yeah. Like, dude, like, sure, okay, whatever. Like,
so were you on mushrooms? How'd you get there?
I was on mushrooms.
So that's pretty much how you got there.
It made you violent?
No,
because when I hung out with you when you took mushrooms, dude, you were the funniest guy. Probably the funniest dude I ever fucking saw ever.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, like, he came up, he was like, you know, like, think about that for a minute. He'd go get a beer, like, fucking, after he just told, like, 100 amazing jokes. I can't fucking remember one of them, dude. I don't know if he was stealing people's material, but it was fucking constant.
Why
humor.
Did the chicken cross the road? Because there was a cock.
It was
the
greatest
side.
Place. In Amsterdam, there's a place called the Winston. We played there, the first time we played there was in 2003.
We need to go back there, man.
It's not fucking there anymore, dude. The last time we were there, we went there, it was like fucking Belushi's or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like some fucking TGI Fridays or something.
I would rather do 3 nights there than the fucking Melkweg.
No shit, that was fucking... Yeah. Well, no, Melkweg is good, dude. Yeah, I was watching a documentary. Like, that was one of the first places they legalized smoking marijuana in Amsterdam.
No shit.
Yeah.
That place is cool.
That's nice.
Nice. That we like CKY likes Amsterdam.
I've never been a weed guy, though. I got to admit, I never understood weed. Like, I just, every time, I'm like, I'm tired and hungry. I don't get it. It's just
weed makes you hungry, that's for sure.
I've heard.
Fucking pissed off dog in a room here. Get away, you fucking dog.
Is that a dog or a fart?
That's a pissed off.
That was you. That's you sleeping on mushrooms. I recorded it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Jess, that's you.
That's me.
Yeah, that was.
You sleep apnea, motherfucker.
No, that is not.
Yeah, it is. That came out your nose,
dude.
Listen.
No way.
Yeah.
That is me sleeping.
It sounds like a gerbil. It's crawling up your ass.
It sounds like a fucking angry dog mixed with a fart.
Yeah, it's
no,
like...
No, dude, that is
that's
not...
That's an angry dog crawling up your ass.
I refuse to believe that.
Imagine if that little dog was looking at your fucking dick while you're laying tied to the bed naked. And there's nothing you can do about this little dog between your legs ready to man at your dick, dude.
Could you imagine?
What's that?
That's your dog lapping up the fucking peanut butter.
Because your piss is on my tits.
Because your piss, your piss... Is on my tits because your piss is on my tits.
It's the best thing in life.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're getting good, dude. Maybe we should start a band.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah, dude. We can harmonize.
We'll call
and
it
shit.
Smaller Oats.
Yeah, something like that.
call Wheat and Oats. Or something.
Balls and Boats.
Balls and Boats.
Fucking dicks. How about that? The fucking dicks. Yo.
Fucking dicks.
Check it out, Jazz. What do you want to fucking goddamn play musically?
Oh, what do we got up here?
I mean, there's shit we can fucking promote. Like, I'm selling Sig shirts. Nobody knows fucking
Let's
strategy.
Do plugs. Let's
Nobody
do plugs.
I'll kill them shirts. Fucking send it to fucking Sig P.O. Box.
Yo, Vikings
423. Shut up, dude. Plug
right,
it.
All right, plug your shit, and I'm plugging my shit.
All right. Ready? Sig shirts. $20. Just fucking send it in over to P.O. Box 423. Holly Kong, PA, 18928. That's it. That's how you do it.
All right, Sig's got his shirts. I got this CD that
I
got
to make something.
I played with this fucking English band that I like a lot, and they lost their drummer, so I filled in for him. And
I filled in.
This is their best shit, I believe. Not because I played on it, because I really think it's their best shit. Because the band broke up.
Is this song coming out on BAM's label?
Yes, it's coming out on Filthy Note in either July or August, I believe.
Why don't you know? Are you are you in this band?
Yeah, well, I'm in the band, but you know, I just played on the record. I don't really know shit about shit when it comes to.
Should I be jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess, why are you playing in another band?
You mixed it, you fucker.
You should be playing in CKY.
Yeah, but you fucking played on it and mixed it, so I don't want to hear a goddamn thing.
Yeah, that was your excuse. It doesn't even read. The disc doesn't read.
All right, here, do the you put in a CDR. Do the real disc. Here it is.
What do you mean? Why did you print them on CDRs?
No, that's the real disc. You pulled it, put in the fucking Howard
Weinberg
copy.
So this is Viking Skull? Okay.
This is Viking Skull.
I've never heard this before.
Black and Sunrise. I never heard this, you fucker. You mixed it.
Hobbit Hole shit, right?
I'm not playing on this track. This is the track that had the video on BAM's Unholy Union show, right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so here's...
This is Viking Skull, Black and Sunrise, coming out August.
Kick ass.
Faction 28.
Series 28 faction.
Oh, Series 28 faction.
Faction.
Yeah, that was Viking Skull from the Chapter 2 album coming out in August on Filthy Note.
Sounds really good, dude.
Sounds good, because you mixed it, motherfucker.
Come on, man.
And Howie Weinberg mastered it, because that guy's fucking crazy, but he's awesome.
Yeah, he is good, dude. He's done so many records.
Dude, he did fucking Nirvana, Nevermind and shit, Metallica, Master of Puppets. He's done everything,
like,
dude.
Fucking Paul's Boutique, fucking...
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking New York legend. Yeah. Giuliani married him, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, man, I'd love to have him on the show. He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Really good. Very unique. So check it out, dude. Jess, what's it like taking over for your brother?
It's kind of weird. I'm having fun, you know?
It seems to me like there's a lot less... sex stories and like heroin and like fucking anal.
Well, when Novak is here, he's fuck you, some bitch, baby. That, it's funny for a while, then it gets old.
Yeah. Trust me, I engineer every week and I can't wait till Novak's on.
I miss Deco, I miss Bam stories, but you know, we're making it work.
Mm-hmm. Hey, right? Man, doing what we can. Fucking Bam Bam's out skating, and that's a good thing. Yeah. So fucking kick ass. Are you lucky to have CKY here DJing? Me, Jay.
DJCKY Bird.
Elemental PJ.
DJ Shitbird.
So, DJ Shitbird, your album's coming out when? Plug it.
What's the date
as
today?
Soon as, it's like as way, soon as you start like, wrapping them from
late
my
June.
Garage.
Yeah, as soon as I go to Jess's
late
garage.
June right now.
They're going to be out as soon as he's done wrapping all the jewel cases that are left over in my garage.
I didn't know he wrapped.
Give me 2 weeks and I'll put it up on CDBaby.com, right?
CDBaby, dude. Yeah. And iTunes if you're like... All technology savvy and shit.
CD baby. Oh,
or I'll hand wrap you
is
one.
That how, is that how CDs house. Are being bought these days? I mean...
iTunes. Dude, I haven't bought a CD since... I mean, I bought one CD this year, Clutch, Beale Street.
How many CKY CDs did you buy this year?
Do we have any CDs out?
I don't think... I know Volume 1 is totally out of print.
Yeah, it's been out of print for a while because we're re-releasing it with another disc.
We've been working on a lot of new tracks when we're like... don't want to kill ourselves on the new record. We've been working on stuff for the Volume 1 re-release.
See, it's cool as fuck because Chad has a studio now, and, you know, if we're paying for a day, like, it's like $1,000 a day or whatever the fuck, you're not going to throw up any old drives that you have laying around, but when you're at Chad's for shits and giggles, you can just, hey, this is just concert that we recorded from back in the day.
That shits and giggles cost me a fucking goddamn...
A lot of money.
A lot of money, dude. A lot of fucking goddamn work.
But, you know, we're there. You could fucking... be in your pajamas and shit.
I know, dude.
Fucking doing shit.
Fuck, we're out in the fucking wilderness.
You don't want me it's wearing good. My pajamas. My fucking dick pokes through the little fly in the front. And there's a big ass rip hole in the back. And you could like so see my hairy ass crack sticking out of it.
Nice. There you go. There's Radio Bam. There's where it went. Yeah. See, like, yeah. Birds.
And the pants hang off of my dick because the elastic's shot
that's
around
right.
The waist. So,
save
like,
it.
The ass crack is plumbers and you just shuffle down. You got your little fuzzy slippers on. Down the hallway.
Of course.
You know,
yeah.
Dude, that's pajama pants.
Let it happen.
That's how you roll.
Roll with what it is.
Amoroso.
You know? do you roll?
Duty roll.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just made it off the top of my head.
He's going to write a song about it.
That's his next song.
Hear my duty roll.
Check
it
out
rolls
my duty
downhill.
Roll.
Hear my duty roll.
Ooh, that smell. The Dirty. Smell of ass around you. The smell of ass surrounds you.
All right, fuck it, dude. Yo, let's go out on a song. We used to fucking... CKY used to fucking play this on every time we came out.
This is a classic.
Yeah, dude.
It's called Fuck Authority by G.G. Allin.
This is from...
'Cause you're pissed.
The fucking Carnival of Excess CD. Thank you guys for fucking sticking around. This has been Radio Jess, Sig, and Shit, Birds. And thank you. We'll see you.
Faction 28.
Yeah, Faction the Fuck 28.
Faction the Fuck 28. We're supposed to say that every time.
Yeah, let's say it again. Faction 28. What? I think it's just Faction 28.
Serious 28 Faction.
No, Serious 28 Faction.
You got to play by your own set of rules. Fuck the law, fuck the law, fuck the law. Burn the fuse, are nothing. Nothing concealed behind your band. Always snorting out lies and deceit. Upon the way to your boring society. Fuck authority, kill the president of seniority. Fuck authority, fuck authority. Let's murder in society. Little pig man behind judge's throne. I can't wait to see you die. You piece of puppet property shit. You're nothing but a lie so full of shit. If you live nothing, you are nothing. It's all by the stagnating masses. I say it's time to say fuck the law. Kill, 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 kill their motherfucking asses. Fuck authority, kill the president of seniority. Fuck authority, let's murder in society. When I fall, because when I fall, I fall hard. Going down with everything. Going down with everything that I am.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday. 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday. 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.